Powerful people can abuse their position, and the community expects them to be held accountable. That's where the KPBS Investigations team comes in. If you have a tip for us, send an email to investigations@kpbs.org or message on the Signal app at 619-594-8177.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Tuesday, March 24th. It's unclear if ICE agents will be sent to the San Diego airport amid staffing shortages. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The San Diego Unified School District plans to consider changing the name of Cesar Chavez Elementary School. Today, the school board will vote on starting the renaming process. If approved, the process will include a naming committee and gathering community input. Chavez is known for leading the farm workers' rights movement in the 1960s and 70s. A New York Times investigation revealed that several women accuse him of sexual assault and rape. A portion of Chula Vista's Telegraph Canyon Road will be closed overnight this week from 10:30 p.m. until 5 a.m. The closure is from Nacion Avenue to Hallicrest Drive and is being closed because of construction along Interstate 805. State transportation officials say that the overnight closures started last night and will continue until Thursday. March Madness is currently in full swing, and the journey to the NCAA tournament certainly has been magic and madness for the UC San Diego women's basketball team. According to the UCSD Guardian, the Tritons secured a Big West regular season title for the first time ever and won a Big West championship title for their second year in a row. Their winning ways resulted in their second ever NCAA tournament appearance. But the Tritons' season came to an end this past Friday after losing to TCU in the tournament. Congrats to the Tritons on an impressive season. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Julia Dixon Evans, arts reporter and host of The Finest Podcast. For 65 years, KPBS has been at the heart of our local community, delivering trusted journalism, inspiring stories, and programming and events that capture the pivotal moments of San Diego's history. When you support KPBS, you become an important part of our story together. To donate to KPBS, visit kpbs.org/donate.
ICE agents are being sent to some U.S. airports as the partial government shutdown continues. Reporter Katie Anastas says airport officials in San Diego updated travel guidance yesterday following long security lines over the weekend.
President Donald Trump said Saturday that Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents would go to airports to help with security. The Department of Homeland Security would not confirm whether that includes the San Diego International Airport. On Monday, airport officials suggested that travelers arrive 2.5 hours before their flights. Jessica Thomas took that advice. She and her family flew in from Atlanta on Friday.
It was way worse. We were in line for 2.5 hours.
She says TSA workers are caught in the middle of the federal budget impasse.
If ICE agents are making money working airport security, then TSA agents should be making money working airport security.
Democrats have refused to fund DHS without changes to certain immigration enforcement policies. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are still being paid because the One Big Beautiful Bill allocated billions of dollars to the agency last year. The San Diego and Imperial Counties Labor Council has set up a hardship fund for local TSA workers. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Now we turn to energy prices. Federal data show they've been rising faster than inflation since 2022. A new bill in Congress seeks to provide relief from those prices. Reporter Jacob Ayer tells us what's in the plan.
Local Congressman Mike Levin is co-author of the Energy Bills Relief Act. He says one of the top priorities of the new bill is to reinstate tax credits that were cut in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, including for electric vehicles and home energy improvements. Supporters of that act said it prioritizes America First energy.
This administration is throwing every bureaucratic obstacle it can find at wind and solar while rolling out the red carpet for fossil fuels. Our legislation stops that.
Levin says the new bill would also reward utilities for making their systems more efficient, crack down on price gouging, and provide financial assistance to families to make sure their power stays on. While this bill has 120 Democratic co-sponsors, Levin says it's very unlikely to pass soon in the Republican-controlled House. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
East County has become the epicenter for large clean energy projects in the region. That includes solar, wind, and lithium battery storage. But East County reporter Elaine Alfaro says residents have concerns about the impact on the environment and cultural sites.
Like much of East County, the community of Boulevard is home to rugged landscapes, rich cultural history, and diverse wildlife. The uninterrupted nature is part of why Yovan and Abraham Mena moved to Boulevard in their retirement. Here's Yovan Mena.
This is what really sold us to this property. We walked up and came through here, and I'll show you. Come on, and you'll see. It's beautiful.
But Abraham Mena worries the natural space near their property could soon be erased by a proposed solar project.
It's going to affect, really, the life of the humans that live here and the animals and everything else that you can see that is alive. The bushes, the whole thing, the whole ecosystem is totally going to change.
The project is called Starlight Solar and could span nearly 600 acres. It would be just the latest in a long list of renewable energy projects that have transformed East County in the last two decades. These projects are helping state and local governments build toward their zero carbon emission goals in the coming years. These targets aim to reduce the harmful impacts of climate change caused by greenhouse gas emissions. But those efforts are running up against complex realities on the ground and pushback from residents and tribal leaders. John Bathke is an assistant professor of Native American Studies at San Diego City College. He characterized the trend in East County as green colonialism.
This kind of second wave colonization, green colonization, you know, in the name of renewable energy and being friendly to the environment, you know, comes at the expense of, you know, destroying in part the environment and destroying Native cultural resources.
San Diego's region is home to 19 Native American tribes and 18 reservations, including the Manzanita Band of the Kumeyaay Nation. Manzanita Chairwoman Angela Elliott Santos says there's a complicated history of colonialism in San Diego. Over a century ago, East County became a safe haven for her tribe.
This has been our land for thousands of years. One of the things we used it for a couple hundred years ago was as a familiar place to go to instead of being missionized, instead of being told what to do and taken over completely.
Elliott Santos supports the idea of clean, renewable energy, but she worries about how the East County landscape around the reservation has changed.
It is very sad when you see that there are places where these projects could have gone through with much less impact.
But the land use consultant working on Starlight Solar argues this project is different from past East County projects.
We work with the community, so that doesn't happen with some projects.
That's Jim Whalen. He emphasized that the property owner advancing the project has owned the land in Boulevard for decades. Whalen says the proposal will preserve over 400 acres of the natural land and all of the identified indigenous cultural sites in the project. But community members are wary, in part because of a separate, similarly sized solar project under construction in nearby Hakumba that also faced public scrutiny. Sita Stark works in Hakumba and lives in Boulevard. She remembers the day the project broke ground.
It felt like getting like run over from the very beginning. It was like, oh, and it just feels like I haven't consented to this.
The Hakumba community secured a $4 million benefit fund from the developer. Last fall, the Boulevard Community Planning Group approved the proposed Starlight Solar project with some strings attached. The group is asking for a $7 million community benefit fund along with other commitments. Whalen said the Boulevard property owners have invested in community projects in years past. For Starlight, he says they will pay to refurbish the local resource center and are open to increased setbacks for the project. But they haven't agreed to a benefit fund.
We've already done a lot of the things that they asked for.
Still, some community members want to see stronger protections against environmental impacts, such as water contamination and fire hazards. In an email, a county spokesperson said large utility projects undergo lengthy planning and environmental reviews, and the county looks to reduce or avoid impacts wherever possible. The spokesperson said it's possible the project may go to the county's planning commission in early May. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
San Diego County is known for being one of America's most expensive regions. KPBS's new series, Price of San Diego, explores the real cost of living, from rising grocery prices to car insurance premiums. Follow our series at kpbs.org/priceofsandiego.